this is a very important subject for all of us to talk about this morning, because God gives us weapons to engage the enemy. And in the midst of this, God gives you power to do so, but you also have a whole lot of weapons. But He gives you one particular weapon, and that is praise and worship to defeat the enemy. Now, I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking about those who sit around you, those who sitting next to you, don't think that praise and worship is important. I'm talking about those who are stoic and unmovable, those who never raise a hand, never say thank you, Lord, never say amen, never give God any glory or praise, even though God has been awfully good to them. You see, they didn't clap the hand right there either. None of y'all. If nobody clapped no hands right at that particular statement, that was a very good place for you to clap your hand, because He's been good to everybody in here.
When you render reverence
us in here, but in all few of us, everybody in here ought to be opening your mouth. You woke me up this morning. You didn't have to do it. But I'm so glad about it because some folks woke up and they couldn't get up. And I couldn't wait to come here this morning to tell you thank you, Jesus. I thank you, y'all really don't understand, but maybe you ain't been in my shoes, but somebody in here can help me justify that you've been had some things in your life that you know it was nobody but God, and you ought to say thank you, Master, for bringing me through that. I don't want nobody trying to steal my joy either, my God. With all of that nonsense, I'm coming here to give God some praise. I don't want nobody sitting next to me looking all prudently and dried up. I need to get next to some saint who feel the same way I do. I woke up this morning with my mind staying on Jesus. I ain't got time now, and I ain't going nowhere today until I get my blessing. There are three things that I want to leave with you this morning as it pertains to the power and purpose of praising God. And the first thing is this, watch this. Praise is a sacrifice. Psalms 54 and 6 says, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord. For it is good. That's the first thing I would know. Praise is a sacrifice. Listen. God wants us to sacrifice to Him freely. Yeah, something that you're giving to Him, He wants you to do it freely. Everything that you give to Him, you give it freely. You praise Him freely. You give Him adoration and praise freely. In other words, you give the Lord praise without somebody else having to ask you. That's just like when you introduce your pastor, oh, pastor's anniversary, oh, y'all, and some of y'all hit any pastor. The others are clapping and they say, Reverend Williams would say, come on, you can do better than that. Well, can I tell you something? You keep that to yourself. Because I don't get any joy out of that. That really wouldn't encourage anybody. Because you did it out of response of somebody asking you to do it. Yeah, like Santiago, get up here and like, come on, how many know the Lord? How many love the Lord? How many love of the Lord? How many know down God so dumb him? But it's those people who did it initially out of an act of gratitude that has meaning and substance to me. And that's the way God feels. Help me, Holy Spirit. If that's the only reason you are giving Him praise and worship, because somebody asked you to do it, saying, come on, you can do better than that. God is saying to you this morning, you can keep that. I'm really looking forward to the day when we can truly look back over our lives and see just how far God look and see just what the Lord has done for all of us. Then we won't need nobody to tell you how you can do better than that. Just the mention of His name will create excitement, and everybody in here will make that ultimate sacrifice and give God praise freely. Wish I had just one more witness in here. He says the first thing we need to do is to give the Lord a willing sacrifice. And then he said, not only is it's praise sacrificial, he said, but praise is also for God's pleasure. Well, look, Revelation 4 and 11, it says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure, and for thy pleasure, they are and were created." Now, God not only wants us to give him praise, but he wants us to watch to give him, watch this now, give it to him for his pleasure. Not for your pleasure. God is not asking you to do it because you like it. Let me give you an example. When I came to Greater Beulah Baptist Church, we took a ball step and put electric piano in here, and we brought a bass player in here, and we got a guitar. And organ player, but those, some of you say, "Man, that's too loud."
All right,
I heard you. Hey, come on, that's too loud. But what those of you who said all of that, we didn't put those instruments in here for your pleasure. That wasn't for you. Why is that, Pastor Mallett? I'm the president of the usher's business. I'm the president of the choir. I'm the chairman of the deacon's ministry. I put more money in church than anybody in here. I've been a member for 700 years or whatever. I've got a right to tell you what to do in this church here. But you ain't never died on the cross. For my sin. You ain't never saved nobody's soul. Have you ever delivered anybody? Yeah, big order. You ain't never healed no sick. All right. That ain't for you. For your pleasure. It's for the pleasure of Almighty God. And I'm gonna tell you the reason why. He said, "Praise is a willing sacrifice." Not only is praise a willing sacrifice, but praise is also for God's purpose. And lastly, I'm gonna give you. We praise him because.